Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Tamura Daf Kaf Ches, Tamura 28. In today's Daf Yomi, we begin the sixth chapter of Tractate Tamura, which discusses the laws of animals that are prohibited to be brought on the altar as an offering. And so says our Mishnah, Kol Ha'asurin Legabe Mizbeach, our Mishnah says all those animals which it is prohibited to bring them on the altar as an offering as a result, as a consequence of some disqualification that they have, and they became somehow intermingled with other animals, and we don't know which was the prohibited animal, we say under those circumstances, Osrin Mekol Shehin, that they prohibit all those other animals, even if it be one in a thousand, they prohibit all those other animals to be brought as an offering on the altar as a result of the doubt, that this is their prohibition, or that this is their concept, Osrin Mekol Shehin. And these are the types of animals which are prohibited to be brought on the altar, says our Mishnah Haroveya. This is an animal. That sodomized a person, a roveh, an animal that engaged in a sexual act with a human being, va nearby, and an animal that was sodomized, that a person sodomized the animal. These animals are prohibited to be brought as an offering on the altar. Va mukta, this is an animal that was set aside to be brought as an idolatrous offering, but it was not actually brought yet. It was set aside for the idolatry. Vaneva, this is an animal that was actually worshipped, and they bowed down to this animal. Vaesnan, this is an animal that was exchanged with a harlot in exchange for her services. That such an animal is prohibited to be brought as an offering on the altar. Umechir, and this is an animal that was exchanged for a dog, also according to the Torah, is prohibited to be brought as basis of Deuteronomy chapter 23 verse 19, lo tavi es non zona umachir kelav beis Hashem alkecha. So if it was exchanged for a dog, again, it cannot be brought as an offering on the altar. Va'akil ayim, and this is an animal that was born from two separate creatures, separate species, like a goat and a sheep that produce an offspring that is prohibited to be brought as an offering on the altar. Vahatrefa, this is an animal that has a wound that we know that it will die as a result of this wound. And the Yotze Dofin, and the last category that their mission talks about is a Yotze Dofin. This is an animal that was born via cesarean section. Such an animal is not permitted to be brought on the altar. So since all these animals are prohibited to be brought as an offering, if they somehow got into another flock of animals, then all of them are now prohibited to be brought as offerings on the altar. Says our Mishnah, Ezo Mukta, what is considered a Mukta? Hamukta Avodas Kochavim. That's an animal that was set aside to be brought as an offering for idolatry. And we say, Hu Asur, that when it comes to Mukta animal, it itself is prohibited. Umashalav Mutar, and that which is upon it is permitted. The Ezo Anevad, and what is an animal that was worshipped that we say is not permitted to be brought as an offering on the altar? Kol sha'ovdin oso, that any animal that you actually bow down to, and under those circumstances, humash alav aser, that under those circumstances, that which it, whatever it has on it, all of its materials that it's wearing, that animal that it has, all of those are also going to become prohibited. Vizeva ze mutar bachil, and whether it is a mukta animal or whether it is an animal that was worshipped, a person is going to be allowed to eat those animals, even though we say that idolatry is generally speaking prohibited to derive any benefit from them. Nevertheless, we say since it's a living creature, it could not become actually prohibited. And because the living creature can't become prohibited as idolatry, however, they can become prohibited to be brought as an offering on the altar. So on the basis of our Mishnah, the Bach writes in the Shelos Uchuvos that this implies that an animal that was actually sodomized today, since there's no temple around, we say it's permitted to be eaten, because we learned in our Mishnah that it cannot be brought on as an offering on the altar, but all of these things are permitted to be eaten. And even though it's going to say in the Gemara that if there are two witnesses that was sodomized, that it's going to be prohibited for a person to eat it. That was only, says the Bach, in the time of the Sanhedrin, where it would be the case that we would kill such an animal on the basis of these two witnesses. But today, where we cannot actually kill the animal, indeed, the Bach says you're allowed to slaughter such an animal, even as an initial approach, you're allowed to slaughter that animal and eat it. Nevertheless, the Bach writes that a person should distance himself from disgusting things, and so therefore, he says, a person should not keep this animal alive, but rather sell to other people, and do not sell to anybody who's Jewish, so that they don't eat something which we think a person is should distance himself from being disgusting. That is his language. And so too the Sefer Chassidim writes that a Jewish person should not eat it. And the reason is, since we know that our neighbors would be horrified about eating such an animal, the non-Jewish neighbors would be horrified, it would be a desecration of God's name, says the Sefer Chassidim, if we would eat something which our neighbors would consider disgusting, if we would come along and say it's kosher. And so Sefer Chassidim says this is only when the matter is public and everybody knows that it was done in this manner. But if it's something which was not public and nobody knows about it, under those circumstances, that it would be appropriate to eat it, like the Bach, it would seem to be that the Bach is actually going in accordance with the Sefer Chassidim. If nobody knows about it, then it's permitted to eat it. And so that's the analysis of the Bach and the Sefer Chassidim about an animal that was sodomized.